Okay, good morning, everybody. So some of you have heard me quote in the past the Rambam's comment about his father's Rebbe, the Rimigash of Sichlo Mavis, that his intellect was frightening. So, for the Rambam to say that is something that strikes us, right? The Rambam was not easily impressed. He was not given to making those hyperbolic comments. So that tells you something about the Rambam. It also tells you something about the Rimigash. So, I guess today's installation, is my version of the Ramban, in Sichlo Mavis, and how, just incredibly coherent and the internal logic of the Ramban's understanding, of certain basic ideas, really, Yisodos HaEmuna, it wasn't just groundbreaking, but the internal consistency of it is really a striking thing to behold. So we have the pasuk at the beginning of Sheni right after, and we'll see the connection in just a moment. So the Ramban says in the Hasagos on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos that this is a law. This is an Isur D'oraisa, just like the Isur D'oraisa in last week's parsha of Yishamer Lecha. He says it's a kefil hamaniyah. These two psukim teach us about one law, which is the iser darais of shichachas Hashem. So the Ramban was breaking ground here. There's no question. We're sort of habituated to think of anochi and lo yelecha as opposites, and there is truth in that. There is truth in the idea that belief in Hashem is fundamentally incompatible with belief in another God, right? That's the idea of belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kel kana. There's no shutfus, there's no partnership in any sense externally or internally. Hu yachid ve'en yechidus kamohu. So anochi and lo yelecha are paired, and mipi ha'gevura shema anum is part of that idea. But at the same time, right, the actual logical opposite of Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzi Echa Me'eretz Yitzrayim Mibeis Avadim is not necessarily belief in a different God, belief in no God at all. And that's the Ramban's basic point of Hisham Elcha Pen Tishkach Es Hashem Hamotzi Echa Me'eretz Yitzrayim Mibeis Avadim. It's literally the same words, verbatim, just one in the Aseh form and one in the Losa Aseh form. So that was already a very important contribution to the idea of, the Ikare HaAmuna, for sure. And, we would have been satisfied with that. And we would have said, it's an amazing thing. The Ramban is, internally consistent. First he has the Issa Darais of Shechachas Hashem, and then the second Issa Darais for the Ramban is, Shechachas Maimad Har Sinai, Raki Shem L'chash Mornav Shechamod, Pentishkach HaSadvari Masher Roi Necha, Fen Yesur Mavavcha, Koyimei Chayecha, Vodat L'manecha L'yimanecha, Yom Asher Amati Tehe Shem L'kecha B'chorev. So we would have said, it's really remarkable, and in both places, for better, for good measure, the Ramban says, it's not just to not believe in these things altogether, but it's also to have a suffix. In both places, the Ramban is very clear to say, only histopic, not necessarily to deny it outright, but even to have doubts about, Maimad Har Sinai, or to have doubts about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, also undercuts, what is required, whether it's a mitzvah of Yediyas Hashem or the mitzvah of Ve'odatzom Nechal Ve'vanecha, the perpetuation of Maimad Har Sinai. Okay, so, that would be good enough. But what's really, to me, the most striking thing here is that if you go back to the Ramban's comments in Parshas Yisra on Anochi Hashem Elokecha, right, he's building this idea that the opposite of Anochi Hashem Elokecha is in fact Shichachas Hashem. So there the Ramban has, really what I would call the linchpin of his approach to Anochi Hashem. It's not just, belief in God and God's capacity for Hashkacha, not just Klalis, but Hashkacha Pratis, and the fact that he's, aware and capable of intervening. It's that. But the Ramban, Contra Rambam, refers to Anochi Hashem Elokecha as Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, not necessarily Yichud Hashem like the Rambam does, but Anochi Hashem is Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. What the Ramban means by that is, in the pasuk itself, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeicha Me'eretz Yitzrayim Mi Beis Avadim, and the Ramban says, if God took you out of the Beis Avadim, so that means Ki Avadai Hei Asher Hotzeicha Me'eretz Yitzrayim. To believe in God is to believe that God is the commander, and He is the mitzvah, and therefore I am a mitzuva, and therefore I am Mechuyav in all, in each and every one of his mitzvahs. I am mechuyav to the fullest extent of the halacha. Okay, so that's the Ramban's idea over there. So here the Ramban says, you know, it just works out perfectly because the Torah chose to formulate the opposite of Anochi Hashem in two different ways. First, forgetting Hashem altogether. Hisham elcha pentishka achas Hashem, hamotiyacha meretz Yitzrayim beis avadim. Fine. But then the Torah repeated it in Parshas Ekev, the beginning of Sheni. Hisham elcha pentishka achas Hashem, levilti shmor mitzvosav mishvotav v'chukosav, asher anochi mitzvcha hayom. Right? Part of the Isser Daraisa of Shichachas Hashem is not necessarily forgetting that God took you out of Egypt, that's the Pasuk in Veschanan, but forgetting that one is therefore bound to follow his mitzvos. So the Ramban is totally consistent with his doctrine on the Aseh side. The Aseh encompasses not just belief in God, but a commitment to God as the mitzvah. Right, mi beis avadim ki avadaihem. If he took us out of being avadim, then therefore we're obligated to keep his mitzvahs. So hu hadin nami on the los aseh side, the Ramban believed that's the point of this additional pasuk. Right, this levilti shmar mitzvosav mishatav v'chukosav asher anochi mitzvcha hayom. So the Ramban's sichlo mavis, it's really remarkable. I'll just end off with one idea, which is that all of this is certainly unique to the Ramban, it's internal to the Ramban, but there is one idea here which I think is very resonant with the Rambam. The Rambam came up with this idea in Hilchos Brachos. If you look at the very beginning with the Rambam cataloging for us Kedarko Bakodesh, what he thinks the different kinds of brachos are, and then he comes back and he says at the end, really the institution of brachos is lizkores haborei tamid. It's meant to promote awareness of God at all times. So it's very striking, right? For the Rambam, there's only one bracha on the Daraisa level, which is Birkas HaMazon, right? So v'yachaltav zvat v'rach Hashem l'kech l'aretz ha'tov asher nasan lach, hishamer l'cha pentishka ches Hashem. So for the Rambam, the smichas ha'parashios is also consequential insofar as Rambam's conception of brachos. I'm simplifying a drop, but not in any way, I think, betraying the real essence of the Rambam. The essence of brachos is zechiras haborei, and therefore the opposite is, v'ram levavecha v'shachachta sashem elokecha, or yisham elokecha v'tishkecha sashem hamotiyacha mitzrayim b'isavadim. So it's not nis deraisa the same way, but it sort of undercuts what the purpose of brachos are all about. Everybody have a great day.